you. For goodness sakes, go and ask, but...
Okay.
No, come on, take off.
Well, I'm...
Oh, sorry. Oh, just this.
He doesn't like this because this comes from the South.
Not asking.
One of the people who we had hoped very much to have here at the festival was a man named Gail Huntington. And Gail, I guess, actually technically came from the South, too, in that I believe he was born in Florida, or at least he spent part of his life growing up there. But his mother was from Martha's Vineyard, and he used to spend a great deal of time in Martha's Vineyard and married a vineyard woman who came from a long line of sailors with good, strong voices and an endless store of songs. And as a matter of fact, he said he came courting his wife, Millie, because he really and spent all his night talking to her uncle and the other relatives of her family and listening to them sing. And finally, he couldn't bear to break away from those good songs, so he married her. That's what he says. And it was a very important thing for me to meet Gail because I come from New England. I come from Worcester. And I live now in Connecticut. And I've been very interested in knowing more about New England songs. I've tried to be a hillbilly and never quite made the grade. And I've tried to be a strong, beautiful Irish singer and a British tavern singer. And I just am not very authentic about it. And I don't carry it off too well. But I figured... maybe there was some invisible tie with me in New England that would make it a little easier for me to handle New England songs. On the other hand, I didn't come by them naturally. I used to dig them up out of old books. And Bill Shute, who I work with and play with and make music with a great deal of the time, well, he plays the guitar, and I guess you would be hard put to say the guitar was an old New England instrument. And meeting Gail was, in a way, the first connection that I had with somebody who had learned the old songs firsthand, one of the first connections, and besides, he was a great man. And his songs told me a lot about the way people used to live that appealed to me. We've taken a lot of liberties with them, not so much with the words, but trying to create accompaniments that we think are suitable to the songs.
Now, where did Gail learn the guitar?
Gail learned the guitar. Where did Gail Huntington learn the guitar? You put out a book on him.
I put out the book.
There were a lot of Portuguese sailors who played guitars,
yeah.
I'm sure.
No, he just learned them because for a while, I think he learned it off old country records, actually. Can you hear me out there or not?
The dulcimer is real quiet, though.
Okay. Well, we thought we'd sing a couple of songs of his. And...